Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. Can a New South Wales property agent who has a business broking condition on their licence sell property? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 23rd of August, 2023.
Some agents have an unconditional licence. Now, I'm not talking about certificates of registration at this stage. I'm just talking about Class 1 and Class 2 licences. And I'm just talking about the real estate licence, because strata managing licence, just one licence. If you have a standalone stock and station license, then it's a standalone stock and station license. If you've got a dual license, then you've already got it updated, because that's a new form of license in the last couple of years. Now, if you had a license pre-March 2020, and say you had a business agent's license, it rolled across on the 23rd of March 2020 into a real estate license hyphen business broking, which means that you had a restriction on your license, now known as a real estate license, only to list and sell businesses. You could not list and sell properties, okay? So if you had a real estate license and just a real estate license as of the 23rd of March 2020, you rolled across with a real estate license hyphen sales or leasing. So you could do sales or leasing, you know, and, you know, you don't have to pick one or the other. So, you know, that's fairly straightforward there. If you want to get that condition taken off, so it will read on the Fair Trading Register just as a real estate license, be it Class 1 or Class 2, doesn't matter, just as a real estate license, you actually need to take some action. And that action is you need to upgrade your qualifications. If you have a real estate license with sales or leasing, then you need to upgrade to the new Cert 4 in real estate practice. And that's a fairly easy transition process, and you will then have an unrestricted license and be allowed to sell businesses if you so choose. If you have a real estate license with the business broking condition on it, you actually need to do some of the real estate modules. That's a couple of modules, you know, looking at the sale and sales and property management aspects, and that upgrades you to, again, get that new qualification, and you'll end up with just a real estate license with no conditions on it, meaning you can sell businesses, list and sell properties, commercial, industrial, residential, retail, and obviously leasing in all of those property categories as well. So guys, super easy to do that. It's a process. It may involve some training. It may not involve some training if you have some experience in those areas, but certainly we can help you get to that point. So guys, just making sure that you have the right license for the right activity, and remembering always that the licensee in charge must have the license for every function that is happening within their office. So if you've got a licensee in charge of a business broking company and all they have is the real estate license with business broking conditions, even if somebody else working under their license and employed by that agency has a full, license with no conditions on it, they still can't sell through that agency because the licensee in charge doesn't have the authority to supervise it. So guys, not only do, and you know, anyone coming through the industry now with the new qualification comes through with no conditions on their license, meaning they can list and sell businesses and all categories of property from residential, commercial, industrial, retail. So, you know, it's, you know, there are times when if you've got new people coming through and you want to be at the same level of as those people, and particularly if you're the licensee in charge, please, you need to fix up your license categories and get those conditions taken off. So give us a call. We can certainly talk you through that, and it's not a difficult process.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.